Hi, this is Jen Pham and Sora Yee, and welcome to FAMY,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
So, hello, it's episode 2.
Yay!
And we wanted to talk about our unplanned pregnancies. Mm-hmm. I'm actually 3 months postpartum, and Sora is 8 months pregnant. It's fun times.
Yeah, just a little close, but in a little far apart. All at the same time.
I think there's a lot of things we wish we learned before we were pregnant. Or we had some friends that shared their experience with us. Just because everyone's pregnancy is different. Because everybody and their baby is different.
Yeah.
So we were thinking of just hot potatoing things that we wish we knew. And wanted to share with you guys. Yeah. So you want to go first?
Yeah, I think it's also funny if someone had told me all these things, you don't realize what that experience is going to be like until you go through it.
Right.
So it's just one of those things. Lately, if we're going to talk about anything to do with pregnancy, today is the day. Because pregnancy brain has been a real thing.
What do you think that experience is like for you, having mommy brain or pregnancy brain?
Well, first, by web definition, it says pregnancy brain affects your memory and your cognitive function.
Mm-hmm.
Today, just as is, I spent 20 minutes looking for my phone. Majority of the time, I was looking at my car, and the entire time, my music was playing. And it didn't register in my head that my music only plays in my car if my phone is connected to my USB.
Oh my gosh.
But it was like tucked away in between my seats, so I didn't see the phone. So I was just, I went back and forth inside my house. I was looking everywhere. That's like the definition of pregnancy brain. When you like just forget, you can't remember. If I'm like mid in conversation, I will forget what we're talking about and ask you to remind me.
I think
it's just one of those things.
It's just hard.
It's hard.
I remember when I was pregnant, every single day after work, I would walk around in the parking deck for 5 minutes, going up and down the elevators, trying to remember where I parked. I don't remember. And it was so hard.
That's the worst thing.
It was awful because it got to a point where I would just use the honking button and walk, not go through the elevator, but walk down the ramp because I hear it, but I can't find the car. And so that sucked.
How far along were you? Did it hurt to walk around?
It didn't hurt at that time, but it sucked. I think it started around 6 months. It was almost every single time I was in the office. It was rough. And even now, after pregnancy, my husband hates this, but I always forget my keys in the car. So he hates that. I forget. And I would lock the car. So it doesn't... Yes. And so, thank God, it's usually at home when I do that. So, I have the spare key. But it's just rough. It's just, mommy brain is just rough.
It is rough.
Something I learned is that I didn't realize, I've seen this in other pregnant women, but big feet, swollen feet was a thing. And I didn't get that for months until the end, around 8 months, where sore is at, I think my feet started to swell up. It didn't hurt or anything, but man, that 9th month was rough because my foot has now grown 2 sizes. My toes had rolls. I mean, it started to hurt. It hurt. I didn't want to move. I didn't want to walk. I'm 90 pounds heavier, and it's just swollen. And you know what it feels like? It feels like your foot is pulsing. And my sister would just say, like, I just want to pop your feet, because it just looks like it's full of water. So
did anything you do, like, help it?
No. Compression socks did not work. Elevating does not work. Honestly, nothing. Icing it, nothing worked. I people said it's the food you eat. It didn't change. Like, I just had humongous feet.
That's crazy. So in terms of body changes, do you think it affected your self-esteem at all?
No, but I think the baby acne gave me self-esteem issues. But, I mean, I did gain a lot of weight. I have a very supportive husband, so he made me feel really great about myself. And after baby, I easily lost 70 pounds.
That's great.
In 2 months after the baby. Wow. So everyone that feeds... Yes, it's very fast. So if any mom out there just feels like, I'm big, I'm supposed to be glowing, I'm fat, I'm ugly, it's okay. You will lose it and you won't feel like you're eating for two anymore because your appetite does suppress. But if you do decide to breastfeed, you are going to feel at times starving. But that's a conversation for another day.
And it's like... It's something I never realized that even though you're going through such a beautiful experience of growing life in you, it can affect your self-esteem a lot. Like, you would assume which everyone around you tells you, oh, you look amazing, mm-hmm. you're glowing, like, this is, like, how it's supposed to be.
You're making life.
You're making life, and it kind of, like, tries to convince you that you should, like, be happy about the changes, but... You just didn't expect it. And your body's never, like, your body has changed in a way that it's never been before. Mm-hmm. And so it just, sometimes it's okay to not feel good.
Yeah.
Because there are many times where we didn't feel good.
I cried when I found out I had stretch marks. And I knew it was coming. I knew the stretch marks were coming. But I still cried. I still was like, wait, take a photo, show me. Because the stretch marks were underneath my belly where I can't see.
Which I didn't realize until you told me. And then I went home and I found them. And I was like, oh my God.
Sorry, I told you.
It's starting.
Oh, it's just rough. It's rough.
It's just different.
The body changes are rough.
It's just not what you expected at all.
I mean, in just to stay on this topic of body changes, there's just things that I wish I knew. I was doing a year of laser treatments, and I completely became a hairless person and didn't have underarm hair or anything like that, and my hair grew back. So,
they should tell you that.
I wish they did. With the hormonal changes, I mean, now I have underarm hair again. Great, but I'm a waxing girly again.
Yeah, like, I wish they would tell you if you went into a hair removal place that, hey, by the way, if you choose to have kids, your hair might grow back out. Oh, and yes, you might have to redo the entire process.
Yeah, so all my sessions were nothing.
Pretty much. You might as well have waited until after you were done having kids if you knew you were going to end up having kids.
Yes. So. And then for some reason, my underarms just got a lot darker.
Oh, same.
So I tried to read up about that, and I was saying how your underarms are darker so that because when a baby comes out, they can't see clearly, and they can see the dark spots, which will... you know, help them get to your areolas for breastfeeding.
But why do they need to see your underarms?
I don't know, because it's so close to your boob, I guess.
I actually looked that up because that's something I actually started feeling insecure about. And I was like, am I not scrubbing enough? Am I, like, not doing anything?
Am I dirty?
Am I dirty? And I was like, you know, there's so many products that we are not supposed to use pregnant. Mm-hmm. So I was like, typing up natural remedies mm-hmm. to do it, but then I found out it's due to pregnancy, and they say most of those things go away.
I've been using this turmeric bar soap. It's all natural. I got it from Amazon. There was a lot of good reviews, and it actually does help. It's a gradual change, but my underarms are almost the like normal color.
Oh, so. After pregnancy?
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if it's because the soap also helped, so I don't know, but...
Let's say
I'll link in the soap for you guys.
I'll just invest in it and see if that does something.
Yeah, so that was one thing. Oh, and your boobs just grow so much bigger. which is a great thing for a lot of moms. I did not enjoy that big boob process because I grew almost, I went from a B to a, almost a double D. So that is a huge change for me, especially because I've never had such, you know, big boobs before. And it was just the boob sweat and me not fitting anything. It just was not fun. I did not love that experience. I understand why my body changed for my baby, but jeez, I hated it. I would not wish big boobs on anyone because it just sucks.
Well, I actually loved my boobs changing because I was always an itty bitty girl. Yeah. And I was always like, you know what? I love my itty bitties. I'm never going to get a boob job. Yeah. But after I got pregnant, I was like, oh, this is nice.
Big boobs are nice.
Big boobs are nice. I just might. Who knows? So those are very different things we had experiences on. Another in terms of physical pain. Well, for me, I realized that not everyone experienced this. Like, you had issues with, like, swollen feet. And then I had sciatica pain.
Yeah.
And that's basically when, you know, there's a shift in your center of gravity. So you're pressing on your sciatica nerve. So it's like a sharp shooting pain that goes from your back to your buttocks to that radiates down to your legs. And it just makes it hard to walk. Mm. So it's one of those things where, like, you don't realize that these everyday things that you did so naturally before was such a blessing until it's taken away from you. And that was that kind of feeling. Because once that nerve pain came, there was nothing else I could do for that day. I had to lay down.
Do you think after you lie down, does that pain roll over to the next day?
No, thankfully not.
Okay, good.
I used also like some pregnancy lotions that helped with like pain.
Oh, nice.
So that was really good. I used it from 8 Sheep Organics. If anyone, I'll also link that. But that was really good whenever like numbness or like pain. But I would stretch. Just had to stretch, and I would be on the floor a lot trying to do all these stretches. And that was it though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, it wouldn't move. Yeah, that was rough.
You know what else is rough? The morning sickness that you had to go through.
Oh, yeah. Well, thankfully, I don't have to experience that anymore.
Yeah.
Morning sickness was like, because you never experienced morning sickness, which is crazy.
Tell me what morning sickness is like, just in case if this happens to me the next time.
It is a constant hangover. You wake up hungry. But you can only snack, and everyone might experience it differently. But for me, I had to have like saltine crackers in the morning just to like bear through it. You're hungry, but you can't eat. And then even if you do eat, you want to throw it up. So, and also it's just like certain foods, like food did not taste good. So if you love food, which I know you love food, girl, you're gonna have a hard time.
That's so rough. That just sucks.
But they
were you like nauseous too?
And you're nauseous. Yeah, it was. I did not get out of bed for the first month or so. But thankfully, when I reached my second trimester, it was completely gone. And some people get back in their third trimester, and I'm grateful that that wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm super happy about that too.
Yeah, super happy about that.
I mean, that happened to my aunt. She told me that she had morning sickness the entire pregnancy. After she ate any meal, she would puke.
Oh, no.
And then on top of that, her second pregnancy, she had diabetes, which I was really close to. Oh, by the way, this is something I didn't know because I'm a super sweet girl. So I love my sweets and I eat a lot. I just intake a lot more sweets than a normal average person does. And I almost was considered diabetic during my pregnancy. It's called gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. And that's basically when during your pregnancy, if you're considered that, then the baby is going to come out with diabetes for the rest of your baby's life. And so you would basically have to take like shots on yourself so that you would reduce your sugar and levels and whatnot. But I mean, luckily for me, I knew it was coming. And so I just completely cut off sugar, which was so hard. I mean, I stopped eating rice and noodles because that also has sugar. And I barely passed the test. Oh my God. So
in an Asian household, that's like impossible.
It's so hard to happen, and you don't want that to happen. That I just brought that up because my aunt's second pregnancy, she had to give herself shots every day.
Did you do so? There's this test that you do sometime around like I forgot. Like, it's like the end of your pregnancy,
towards the end of your first trimester. Uh-huh.
Where you have to like go in and drink like a Gatorade like drink and test
that
is that when you found out?
That was when I failed the test and then I had to come back.
Oh my God, you did the 3-hour test.
And I had to do a 3-hour test. And the 3-hour test, okay, for everyone that doesn't know, a 3-hour test is when you go to the doctor's office and you sit there for 3 hours and they give you the same juice, which I can chug because I love anything sweet. Yeah. And then they take your blood work every hour. And fun fact, they do not use the same tube. So they give you a shot, a new shot every hour. And they test where your glucose levels and your sugar levels are at.
And you can't eat or you drink water during this time. So you're just sitting in the doctor's office just
Struggling. Another thing I wish I knew was that my areolas were going to, you know, increase in size and get darker. So I was just thinking my armpits, my areolas, big boobs, and now stretch marks. What is going on? I did not enjoy that at all. So that's something I really wish I knew was going to change just so that I could mentally prepare myself because I just didn't know this was going to happen to me.
Oh, yeah. Along with that, with body move, like body changes, it affects your movement.
Yeah.
Just so you know. Like when you see pregnant women taking their sweet time, it's because they have to.
Right.
Like, it's harder to walk. Mm-hmm. It's harder to get in your freaking car.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever want to experience it, go online and look at the watermelon challenge and see guys put a watermelon on and just try to do things like putting on their shoes, laying down, turning over in your bed. Like, it's just things are harder.
Yeah, just it FYI. Is. It is harder. And, you know, as a mom that's pregnant, you are also not only are you dealing with these changes and challenges, but you're also trying to keep your baby safe and yourself healthy. And as a mom, your immune system goes down.
Yeah.
Because your body is doing everything it can to protect your baby. So I actually got my entire 3 months of second trimester, I was sick and I couldn't do anything with my bronchitis that I get annually. And I'm just dying from my cough and I'm worried about my baby. Like, I don't want my baby to be sick or anything either. But luckily, nothing would happen to my baby and nothing worked in terms of medicine. All I was approved to take was Tylenol. I went to the doctor and they gave me some antibiotics, which also didn't work. It's just my bronchitis is just so terrible. And yeah, I just had to wait it out. It was rough. I mean, keeping yourself healthy on top of all the body changes, it's just hard. It's hard.
It's hard. But I know we're making it sound like you never want to get pregnant.
Right.
But it is bearable. It's just it's just new challenges that you never thought you could go through. And then surprisingly, you kind of feel stronger after it. Like, oh, wow, I really got through that. I didn't know my body could be pushed to this extent. So it is challenging, realistically, but I think you'll be fine.
Right. I keep on thinking, like, how did my mom do this for 4 girls?
Right?
I couldn't. I was like, I can do this for one baby. Yeah. I'm fine. And when I look back on my pregnancy, it was not that bad. Like, I remember being so happy for 8 months and just enjoying the process of creating life. And it was really beautiful. And now I'm still processing. I'm a mom. Like, oh, wait, I can't do that because who's going to watch my baby? Yeah, me.
I think that's beautiful. There were happy moments in there. Mm-hmm. Like when you feel them kicking.
Yeah.
It's such a weird feeling, but it just makes you happy.
Yes.
It's like, oh, hey. Like a little love tap.
Especially at night when you wake up to go pee the million times. Mm-hmm. And my baby would be awake with me.
Yeah.
And so him thumping around in there, I'm like, okay, I'm not alone.
Yeah. It is definitely a sense of security. You are not alone ever.
Yes.
Speaking of that, on lighter notes, one thing that I realized while being pregnant is that it is so important to have a good support system around you. Mm-hmm. I know there are some cases and some women out there who may not have that. So I didn't realize how important that is. And if you're in a position to have like a really good partner, mm-hmm. I realize that is like a big blessing when you're pregnant to have like a good supportive, just that partner to lean on. And if you don't have a partner, then it's you, whether it's your friends or family.
Yeah.
Because it could take a toll mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not just physically. So.
What's something that Alex has done that made you just like, oh, thank God you're here?
Honestly, girl, like, there's a lot. Like, I have to give him a lot of credit because he's been so, like, such a great support system for me.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing is like having someone understand mm-hmm. and acknowledge maybe the struggle that you're going through, even if they don't realize it themselves. Because like guys don't, they're not going through that.
No.
They just see you and they're like, okay, she's pregnant. No matter how much you describe it to them, they're just,
they kinda, don't get it.
They don't get it. Yeah.
And even Ka, he even told me, he's like, I don't really, I hear the heartbeat and all these things, but I don't really feel like a dad until Kylo came out.
Yeah.
And when Kylo came out, Ka was in tears. Like, he was happy. He was so happy. And that was like the first time he actually felt like he was a part of the process and felt like he is a father. And you know, maybe we could interview new dads and see how they felt about their partners going through pregnancy. But dude, they just will never get it. And I remember Kyle just saying, I would do anything just to keep Jen laughing. Like, as long as Jen's laughing, I'm good.
I think it's really good that when they support it, regardless whether they understand or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he'll always say, like, this is why God made women able to do this. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think men could have handled it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, wow, that's a very, like, bold thing to say, but thank you, you know? Yeah. Like, it's encouraging to know when they're encouraging, like, they're like, you're strong, mm-hmm. you're capable, whatever. And even though they can't understand my pain, mm-hmm. he'll do things like every time we go up the stairs together, he'll lift myself up mm-hmm. from behind to help push me upstairs. You know, like, little things like that where I'm just like, oh, thank you.
I remember during the last part of my pregnancy, I was just holding onto the rails for my dear life. Like, help me, rails, to get up these stairs.
Stairs are not your friend.
I asked my doctor every single visit, hey, can I get a handicap sign now? Like, dude, I was like, the government considers us handicapped. Like, I am disabled, okay? Can you help me out? Because the walk is no joke. The stairs are no joke. Like, I remember doing a fire drill attempt, a practice one at work. And I am on the 15th floor. So, you know, the elevators aren't working or anything. My VP just told me, Jen, don't participate in this practice fire drill. Like, don't.
15 floors is brutal.
Yes, I did not participate. I'm just gonna sit out on this one. Because you don't want anything to happen either. Yeah. Like, falling down the stairs or just overexerting yourself. It's just hard.
It's hard. I actually thought you like said that. I wish they had more expecting mom parking spaces.
Right.
Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know what it was like going to be a mom until I became a mom.
Yeah. And so these things, like maybe having a closer parking spot to easily walk into wherever you need to go, that's definitely handy.
Yeah.
For sure.
With the whole baby changing stations.
Yeah.
I heard there's a lot of men's bathrooms that don't have it either. Which is hard for, like, a single parent.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, because Kyle and I went to a wedding, and at that venue didn't have a changing station for the women's or the men's, you know. And that's hard.
That is hard.
Like, what do you expect us to do? Yeah. Just change our baby in the middle of wherever we're at outside?
I've heard of people, like, having to put down their jacket onto the ground and change their baby on the jacket.
Yeah, because they don't have head control.
Yeah.
So,
You know, there's a lot of things that could be more, like, friendly to everyone else, you know? Yeah. Like, easily accessible things to people who need it, and this is one of them.
Yeah, and everyone started at this baby stage, so I wish a lot of people thought more about this.
And there's just a lot of people that are pregnant this year.
Yeah.
So maybe all of us will band together and implement this. I don't know.
Well, that's all we have today. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of pregnancy stories out there that you guys have gone through that we haven't gone through. Mm-hmm. And maybe some other things that we can learn, you know, our next rodeo.
Yeah.
So I think that's all.
That's all. We'd love to hear anything that you probably went through that we may not have mentioned. And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
Yes. Okay. Bye.